All right, good morning. Every Sunday, we like to bring you up to date on Bible prophecy because we believe that the news and trends in the world corroborate these centuries-old prophecies. We talk a great deal about technology because that's the age in which we live. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle John wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ exiled on the island of Patmos. Jesus showed John the future we're living in today. Part of it was a technology of personal identification by which all the citizens on the earth could conduct their daily activities. John was shown that people would have something in or on or about their hand or forehead, called it a mark. And we are that generation that can see the not just the development, but the implementation of that technology. The Huffington Post on September 13th published an article titled, "Your Hand is the Password of the Future." Here's what the article said. Passwords for online banking, social networks, and email could be replaced with the wave of a hand if prototype technology developed by Intel makes it to tablets and laptops. Aiming to do away with the need to remember passwords for growing numbers of online services, Intel researchers have put together a tablet with new software and a biometric sensor that recognizes the unique patterns of veins in a person's palm. The problem with passwords, we use too many of them. Their rules are complex. They differ for different websites, Sridhar Yanagar, director of security research at Intel, said at the annual Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. There's a way out of it, and biometrics is that way. Yanagar demonstrated the technology, quickly waving his hand in front of a tablet without touching it. Once the tablet recognizes a user, it can securely communicate that person's identity to banks, social networks, and other services where the person has accounts, he said. Now, obviously, this kind of technology is just one of many potential technologies that could be utilized for this, but so interesting to me that in your hand, the vein pattern of your hand, which is unique to each individual, could literally be everything you need for your wallet. To conduct all your business, go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, all of that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, just outside of San Antonio, Texas, the Northside Independent School District has begun the Student Locator Project. The project would compel 4,200 pupils in John Jay High School and Anson Jones Middle School to wear radio frequency identification microchips embedded in the student's ID worn around their necks. On the first day of school, August 27, the school district officially launched its mandate that all the students at those two schools must wear the tags, each of which emits a unique signal for a particular student. The future the Bible predicted is here. It's here right now. It's not being mandated, but I don't know that it needs to be because people will volunteer for this. And at some point, it clearly and easily could be mandated. Besides this technology, we see that Israel is a nation again. That is probably the greatest fulfillment of Bible prophecy that tells us that we're in the last days. The nations of the world are lining up against Israel, just as Ezekiel and other prophets said they would. Europe is a major power where for years we've expected the rise of a revived Roman Empire, not just Europe, but taking on parts of the rest of the old Roman Empire as well. There is an unbelievable increase in knowledge, as Daniel predicted in chapter 12. And now, as I said, we have the technology to be identified by our hands if we wanted to. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.